Artistic License presents Snapshots. Hi-ya! Glimpses into the lives of artists and their advice on how you and I can conquer their crafts.
That can be a WGN exclusive.
Rachel, go ahead and tell us who we have sitting next to us.
Jason David Frank.
Hey.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
I was at Comic-Con last year, Wizard World last year, so I came to your karate seminar.
Oh, you did?
I did, because I'm really into jiu-jitsu. I'm just a white belt, but, you know, that's something.
Yeah, it is good.
I mean, I think it's really cool. Can you talk a little bit about your martial arts?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, I started martial arts when I was 4 years old, and I was just walking by a karate school, saw a lady doing martial arts, and I just thought that intrigued me at that time because there wasn't a lot of girls at that time doing karate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is nowadays, but I mean, majority, it was 95% of the boys that were doing karate, which needed to be the opposite way around because, you know, right. I wanted the girls to self-defense. Anyway, took a class, got stuck into it by choice and spent, you know, 6 days of my life at Red Dragon Karate teaching and opened my own schools when I was 18. And, you know, I have schools now called Rising Sun Karate Academies, one in Los Angeles, two in Texas. And I just started an online training course called trainmejdf.com for the reasons of reaching out to people.
Wow.
They have to do it in their own living rooms, but it's not just about, as you know, it's more of a mental thing as well. Mm-hmm. Like martial arts is really mental.
Right.
It gives you that peace and that, wow, this is cool, you know? And that's the reason why I do that. I do karate, skydive, and of course the wind tunnels that I fly and to, you know, get peace and meditate. Like I'm going back in time 23 years ago when I got interviewed, they asked me the question, can karate be dangerous, kicking and punching? And I say yes, and I pause, and everyone's like, oh, he just said karate can be dangerous if you're not educated in what karate is all about. So someone that took karate or wanted to take karate would understand what karate is all about, and then they would know, hey, don't misuse it and kick a kid, and you know, only use it in an emergency situation. So it was great. So many people I meet now that are black belts, that are school owners, and they say, hey, because of you, I started martial arts. You know, and
so
that feels good.
Yeah.
Like you could see, you know, 22 years later, hey, this kid that was like, you know, 8 is now like 30, and they grew up and now they own a karate school teaching people around the world. And it's a good feeling that we've encouraged so many people to do that.
I think it's really cool that you started because you saw a woman doing it as
yeah.
well, because even though there is a greater presence, there's still, we need more girls in martial arts.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
Sure.
And they're tough. I mean, you start looking at, you know, I know all the, you know, Felice, who lives here in Chicago, I train with her. She's just won her last UFC, you know, UFC fight. She fights a lot. But really tough women out there. And some of the guys will look there and be like, well, I'll never hit a girl. Well, go try, because they're going to knock you out. Like,
yeah.
You know how many girls, Rhonda, sit in the crowd, oh, Rhonda this, Rhonda that, or this. She would knock you out. You need to stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, and but yeah. No. It's like, yeah, I've worked out in gyms with Felice and all, and she spars hard. And I've, you know, worked out with Gina Carano, who was,
wow.
I used to train with her instructor, and we sparred. And that was the funniest story. We're sparring, and afterwards, I was lighter in my first fight, like 162 or 165. And she said, she started hitting, bam, hitting back. What was the girl's kind of feel? Boom, boom, hitting. And she says, you know, I just didn't want to be knocked out by a Power Ranger. I said, well, good. I didn't want to get knocked out by a girl. So I think we're even, right? Like, we're even. So that was my funny Gina story. But yeah, girls are tough, and there needs to be more, you know, more girls involved in martial arts. But there is. They're starting to really open the door. You know, the UFC and the jiu-jitsu and all the other stuff.
For our full conversation with Jason David Frank, be sure to check out the You've Binge Challenge podcast, also on WGN+. Thanks to Jason David Frank, WGN Radio, Craig Collins, as well as my podcasting partner, Tim Apuli, who was there in spirit and did go to that karate seminar with me last year. I'm Rachel Woodall, and until next time, this has been Artistic License Snapshots. Thanks for listening.